We're very happy to be joined this morning by Mr. Bert Nordstrand. Bert is the CORE founder, and CORE is a food recovery program. Some of you may have seen Bert being interviewed on Fox 9 News this past weekend. And Bert, thank you so much for joining us today. And you've got quite a story to tell. And it sounds like this CORE program could be helpful to many of our listeners.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate you having me. And yes, it is exciting. It's a long time vision that I had, ability to help people. The program gives people the tools to regain their control of their lives. There's a well researched evidence based on lots of hospitals that we've talked to that obesity is one of the major causes of illness in America, and I think it's time that this becomes a national conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're right on, you're spot on, as the British like to say on that, certainly. Now, tell us a little bit about the CORE program. Again, based on a 12-step approach, is that correct?
Yes, it's a five-day residential retreat that's held in Wayzata, Minnesota on the grounds of the retreat. It's at the MacGyver Center, which is an annex building to the retreat center in Wayzata, Minnesota. Five-day program. It's going to be conducted by, we have a program director, a full-time paid director, plus volunteers. There'll be volunteers who have already walked the walk, that have years of experience in putting down the food and living an abstinent life, and they will be teaching the program, intense program. You can look it up on CORE, CORE MN.org, and it's an exciting program, and it's going to, not often do we get a chance to save lives. This is going to save lives.
Mm-hmm. And the next opportunity, I don't know if it's already completely, filled, but the next retreat is scheduled here in August, it looks like.
Yeah, August 10th is the next retreat, and there's a few beds left. We are getting close to being filled, but August 10th is the first one, and then we'll have one each month. And we're excited about it. We had a volunteer meeting last night, and people are excited. And like I said, it's an opportunity to it's not about willpower. Americans have been on diets for years and lost weight, gained weight, put it back on. This is not a will not be a revolving door program. It's going to be a program that is about willingness. It's about giving up the food and living one day at a time. And when I heard that from a program 30 years ago, 25 years ago, I cried. I couldn't believe that there was something like that that was out there. And this program's been around for 80 years based on the 12 steps. And this is just a jump start to that program. You don't have to continue the cycle of putting on weight and losing it. You can live one day at a time, and we will teach them how. And the program is CORE MN.org. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bert, you've walked the walk here. This is something you struggled with for many, many years. When did you first start having a problem with your weight, even as a young child, or when did you have to battle this nemesis?
Yeah, I probably, you never know what caused it, but I probably started as a little boy. I can remember my first memory of it was when I was like 8 years old, and I had living on a farm in Ellsworth, Wisconsin, and we had unlimited ice cream. And I found and I felt that by eating large amounts of sugar, it changed the way I felt. It made me feel more normal. And that was an awareness at that young age. And I like to say sugar made me high, and then it took away the sky. Mm-hmm. And, of course, as my years went on, I looked for other things that would do the same thing. ended up, and none of them worked. I went through binging and fasting, all kinds of different diets, controlling my weight. In the meantime, I succeeded in business in spite of my addiction. And maybe at age 40, I was able to find this program and realize that there's another way to live. Now I'm succeeding as a person. I've learned how to deal with the addiction, and now I have the opportunity to share my life's lessons with others through personal relationships, through a book that I wrote, Living with the Enemy, and through the CORE retreat. So it's a great opportunity to help people. Not often, like I say, do you get a chance to save people's lives. This program saved my life. It saved hundreds of others. And it'll, and we were really excited about offering it to other individuals.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it something that is quite costly, or is it something that you would term as affordable for somebody to participate in?
It's very affordable. Again, if you go on the website, coremn.org, you're going to find an application in there. We have scholarships available. We're not going to turn anybody away. Anybody that wants help, we're going to give it to them, and we're going to offer it to them. And check it out on the website. You can, if you go dig into the website, you can find my book. You can see my story. You can see the program, the daily schedule. It's all there. And like I said, scholarships are available for people that can't afford it. The cost, the normal cost for 5 days is $650. That includes like 14 meals, so it's very cost effective.
Yeah, you can hardly live at home for that. So,
and just think of
you know, the rest of your life after going through this retreat, how much better that's going to be. And you know, I didn't realize, of course, it's my ignorance here, but that CORE, C-O-R, is Latin for heart or soul. And you know, in athletics, we keep hearing a lot about it's so important for athletes to strengthen their CORE. You know, they're talking about the muscles. But, you know, this is kind of true here, too. If the CORE is strong, you know, the rest of the body will be strong.
Absolutely. It's an interesting word. And I was listening to an interview by Tom Arnold on the news and or on one of the interview shows. And he's talking about his life of addiction and recovery, and now at this age of 40 or 45 or whatever he is, why he said, I'm left with one major addiction, and that's food. And then he went on to say, that's my CORE. Food is my CORE. It's my center. And I immediately got on Twitter and on onto Facebook, and I'm trying to get a hold of him, and I said, trying to tell him that I don't need your money. I need your celebrity. I need your help to let's promote this. We need a national conversation on obesity in America, and everybody from Michelle Obama on down is talking about it. This is a solution.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I'm very pleased to give you the opportunity to at least talk to our audience out here in the Candy, Ohio County and the surrounding Wilmer area, Bert. And I want to thank you so much for writing your book and for telling your story and then for trying to help people. I mean, you know, as you said, you know, Tom Arnold's been successful, too. And yet, you know, even successful people have setbacks and have challenges. And, you know, he certainly, you know, some of that has been chronicled with him, too, certainly. But you guys seem to find a way to get above the fray, as they say. And again, it's been a real pleasure to have you on today.
Well, I appreciate it, Bill, and the whole thing is awareness and acceptance. And once we do that, and we ask for help, there is a solution.
Yeah, and there are always not always, but there are people willing to help you. That's the encouraging part. So let's mention that website again if people want to learn more and maybe you know, get in on this this next seminar coming up or next retreat.
Yeah, it's www.CORE.MN. CORE Minnesota, COREMN.org. So look it up, check us out, and we hope to hear from you.
All right. Well, again, thank you very much, Bert. Good health to you, and again, very nice having you on this morning.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye. Bert Nordstrand joining us live here on News Talk 1340 KWLM. That sounds like a very, very worthy enterprise that he has embarked on there. And again, you can get more information on his award-winning memoir on the website as well. The name of that book is Living with the Enemy, again, published by Beavers Pond Press. But go to CORMN.org for more information.